Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Anne McIntyre. And of course, this is the last Mediumship Mini Week Ahead reading of 2022. So today I am using the Divine Animals Oracle by Stacey DeMarco. And I don't often work with this one. It was interesting. It just jumped out off the shelf at me, so I thought I would go with it. So as always, three cards. The first one is Raven, News. The second is Cat and Intuition. And the third is Sacred Ibis, which is Learning. So I think that News is showing us that everything we want is coming. I keep hearing the song from Nativity, Good News, which is a little disappointing. My daughter loves that soundtrack. It's not my top 10. But this good news, this good feeling coming, the information you've been waiting for, the news you've been waiting for is on its way. It feels anticipatory. It feels exciting. It feels noteworthy. News is not just same old, same old. News is the headlines, the important stuff, the big stuff. So keep an eye out for that. Keep your faith for that, because it feels within reach, very, very close indeed. The things you want are coming. Second of all, we've got Intuition and Cat, and this is very much that trusting where you are feeling you are being led. And I know I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, because it's so hard, isn't it, to just trust that you are being led in the right direction, that the things you want are coming. But that's what we're asking you to do. So trust into your intuition, those feelings, trust into what you want, where you feel guided, not trusting thought. Thought is not your friend. Trusting your urges, your desires, what feels good, what feels right, what feels exciting, moving into that space. And this is your homework. It's interesting that Spirit is saying to me, because we've got a long period of time here, a month until I'm back in January, what we are looking for you to do here is open up into that space of allowing and trusting and feeling. It's not going to be quantified with facts and intellect. This is about following energy. So be like the cat, trust your intuition, trust in yourself to be able to move quickly when you need to. And of course, I've got to talk about nine lives here. We get very tied up in our humanness with it being one chance, one shot, one opportunity. And what we're asking you to do here is be a bit more flexible with it, a bit more free and easy. The cat isn't worried about what's going to happen if it goes wrong. The cat trusts itself that it will keep on going, jump out of the way, move on to the next thing. And that's where they want you to be. Keep that faith. Sacred Ibis is Learning, and this learning card is all about learning to trust your guidance system, learning to trust your feelings, your thoughts, your desires, your beliefs, trusting into that. And it's a hard thing to ask you to do, because we're so educated and taught to trust facts, to see what we can feel as tangible and real, and our brains are holding us back. So this is about learning to trust your instincts, your energy body, your guidance that rises from deep within your gut. Follow your heart, trust your gut, and see where that leads you. It feels exciting. It feels like they're preparing you for things ahead for next year. And these are the bits that you need to do to keep that energy flowing, coming, to invite it in. So trust that what you want is coming. Trust that good news is on its way. Feel into your intuition. Feel into instinct and where you feel like you want to be. And learn to understand your energy, to listen to yourself and trust in that space, and see where that takes you. I hope you've enjoyed this reading, and I will catch up with you again soon.